Upper Room presents So You Want to Stay Married. Today's episode in this study of family life in the modern home is Those Whom God Has Joined Together, especially written and produced for The Upper Room by Carlton E. Morse, and features John McIntyre as the father, Peggy Weber as Barbara, and Sam Edwards as Tom. This very evening, Tom Grayson asked Barbara Lawton to marry him. It happened out in the grape arbor, with the moon full and warm and golden, and the sound of crickets and the smell of midsummer grasses and flowers in the air. All these blended with the perfume of their newfound happiness, making the night exquisitely radiant. And in the midst of it, Barbara looked through the arbor door and saw the light still burning in the living room window and knew that her father was still in his favorite chair, reading.
Tom, listen.
You said it. I heard it with my own ears. I asked you to marry me and you said you would.
Oh, I did.
Then put your lips up here again.
Oh, Tom, my dear.
Isn't it wonderful? Isn't it the most gorgeous thing that ever happened to two people? And this is just the beginning. Oh, just think of all the beautiful, wonderful, gorgeous years ahead.
Tom, let's go tell my father.
Sure, why not? Let's go tell the whole world. Let's go tell your father. Let's go tell your mother. Hey, wait a minute. You don't mean I have to go ask your father if I can marry you?
Oh, darling, no.
I should hope not. That'd scare me to death. Besides, you already said...
No, I just want Father to be the first one to know.
What about your mother?
She's already asleep. I'll tell her in the morning. Come on.
Wait.
Yes?
Just once more. Put your face up here.
Goodness. Girl practically has to stand on her tiptoes to reach a six-footer.
A six-footer like what?
Like you, darling.
Oh, honey, if we live to be 100, never, never will there be another moment like this.
Something we'll always remember.
Okay. Let's go tell your father. Come on.
Don't let the door bang shut. It'll wake Mother. Come on in.
Hmm? That you, Barbara?
Uh-huh. And Tom.
Well, Tom... Aren't you keeping my daughter out pretty late?
Mr. Lawton,
What's the matter, Tom? Did you swallow something?
No, sir.
Father, what Tom's trying to say, if you'd let him, is that he's asked me to marry him, and I'm going to.
Is that so now?
With yours and Mrs. Lawson's approval.
Well, I think that's very handsome of you, Tom. There aren't many fathers who have the distinction of having been asked for their daughter's hand these days.
What I mean is that...
Yes, I think I know what you mean. Well, Barbara, I knew this day would come eventually. Frankly, though, it rather caught me unaware.
Darling, Tom will be so good to me and we'll be so happy.
Oh, yes, sir.
Well, I think you two young people better sit down for a little. I think this is a very good time to say a few things.
You're not going to try to talk us out of getting married, are you?
No, Tom. No, I'm very much in favor of marriage. Here, sit on the arm of my chair, Barbara. Tom, you sit here on this footstool.
Yes, sir.
Good. Well, Barbara, as you know in your capacity as a daughter in the family, that there's been great love and affection between your mother and me.
Yes. And that's how I want Tom and me to be, too.
I know you do. And as he sits here full of the first excitement of your engagement, I know that's what Tom wants, too.
But we already have it, Mr. Lawton. We both feel the same way. Oh, we're probably the two best-suited people for each other that ever got married.
I'm glad you feel that way, Tom. But believe me, there's a great deal more to marriage than passionate eagerness, this burning desire which you feel at the moment.
Honestly, Barbara, I don't think he understands.
Well, maybe you've forgotten, Father.
My dears, you don't forget anything as important as the beautiful moment when the girl you love consents to your proposal. No, that lives with a man. But that's part of the perfume, the fragrance of marriage. The substance of marriage is something else.
The substance of marriage?
Well, the things about marriage that keep it alive, make it work. The real function of marriage that makes it necessary to men and women. In other words, the inner needs in all of us which make the husband-wife relationship the most important of all relationships.
You know what he's talking about, Barbara?
I don't think so.
Well, there are certain human relations which belong only to a husband and wife. And if these elements are understood and practiced in the home, they bind a marriage into a beautiful, cohesive force from within that nothing in the world can destroy.
You and Mother practice them?
We do, indeed. And most of them you'll recognize when I tell you what they are. Now, first, let me preface what I'm going to say by repeating to you something you may already know. Every anxious or unpleasant emotion we feel in our lives, from cradle to grave, stems from fear. Fear causes suspicion. Fear causes hatred. Fear causes anxiety. Fear makes us selfish, dissatisfied, unkind. Fear makes us money grabbers, cheaters. Fear is the great destroyer, the chief enemy of mankind. Now, with that in mind, here are some of the wonderful things which a good marriage does for a man and woman. One, it satisfies that great human hunger for security.
You mean you fixed it so Mrs. Lawton doesn't have to worry about money?
Well, no, Tom, it isn't money. It's the security of your inner self. Now, when you were a little boy and you were frightened or hurt, you ran home crying and your mother gathered you up in her arms and you felt wonderfully soothed and safe. Did you ever have such an experience?
Yeah, sure.
Well, that's the security I mean. A man and wife have that sort of security in their marriage. We never get over the need of someone who cares personally and intimately. Someone to tell us that bad times are going to change to good times. That we're going to get well from our hurts. And no matter what happens, there are two of us to sink or swim together.
Are those the things you and Mother used to be saying to each other? Lying in bed in the dark during those depression days when you were out of work?
Yes, Barbara.
I used to wonder. I was little, but I remember I could hear your voices softly from my bed and it made me feel warm and comfortable so that it was easy to go to sleep.
A man's feeling of security in a woman and a woman's sense of security in a man are sacred and precious, and all by themselves make marriage the greatest of all human relationships. And next, there's the need of all of us for affection. The human being is a naturally loving and affectionate animal. It's as natural to love and want to be loved as it is to breathe. And I'm not talking about romantic love, which too often drifts off into promiscuous love. Silly girls and boys who use this superficial surface affection as though it were pocket money to be lavished on anyone at hand are endangering their whole emotional lives. No, I'm talking about the affection that's planted in marriage and grows and becomes dearer and stronger with the years.
Mr. Lawton, I couldn't possibly love Barbara any more than I do now. I couldn't possibly. I haven't got room for it.
Well, you let Barbara lay your first child in your arms. Let her hold you in her arms some night when you've lost your job and you don't know where next week's food money's coming from. Let her renew your faith in yourself when all the world says you're finished. My boy, you don't even know the meaning of affection tonight. Well, what's the matter, Tom?
I just had a feeling like I was going down in an elevator fast.
Tom, you're white as a sheet.
But supposing we did have children, and I was to lose my job. Darling, I'm not very secure. Maybe you'd better not take a chance.
Tom!
Well, there are fellows around town whose fathers have money. Fellows you
here.
Know.
Here. Move over.
But, Barbara, you don't
know. You're the man I love, Tom.
But I never thought of what I might be getting you into until Mr. Lawton...
You think we can get ourselves into anything we can't somehow get ourselves out of?
You still want to take a chance on me?
You or no one?
Hey, I can do all right. What am I worried about? I got muscles and a brain. Why should I let my wife down?
You see how it works, Tom. Right in these few seconds, and without realizing what you were doing, you two demonstrated a number of the elements which go into a good marriage and tie a man and woman closer together. She gave you a feeling of security because she believes in you. You felt the affection in her attitude and words. Suddenly, your need for companionship is satisfied. Here you are, companions in the business of living, companions in working for the future.
But isn't that affection, Dad?
Yes, my dear, but there's a deeper element. You also can enjoy the companionship of a man or woman. It's an intellectual relationship, a meeting of the mind.
Oh, yeah, I get it.
Now, there's another inner need, inner longing, which all of us have at times, and which the husband and wife relationship satisfies perfectly, if it's functioning as it should. One of them's the need for recognition. In a business way, yes, we all like to be recognized as successes. But what I mean is something more fundamental. We all have a craving for recognition as individuals, as personalities. We all have a dread of being lost in the mass of humanity. We want to express ourselves, show what we are. It's a basic need in all of us, and most of us only get that recognition from an understanding husband or wife. I feel important to your mother, Barbara, and that's a great satisfaction to me. And I know that by recognizing her importance in my life, I give her added happiness. A man and wife have got to live in one another. That is marriage. And that's what I understand you, Tom, and you, Barbara, wish to enter into.
Oh. It's a lot more important than just saying I do at the altar, isn't it?
Yeah.
Do you want to reconsider?
Oh, no, sir.
You still want to be married?
Oh, yes.
Oh, it sounds great. I wouldn't miss it for anything.
It is great. A good marriage is truly made in heaven.
Family ties are uncertain and giving way. Family worship will help to strengthen them. Worship in the church of your choice and have daily devotions in your home. The church and the home are the basic rocks upon which the moral structure of this nation is built. They should be and must be one united foundation. Ask your pastor for devotional helps or send a postcard to The Upper Room, Nashville, Tennessee. Your announcer, Russell Thorson.